This is Z-Way News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared war on Hamas militants after hundreds of Israelis were killed in attacks followed by scores of Palestinians after Israel's launched a counteroffensive.
The coordinated Hamas attack by land, sea, and air came as a complete surprise to Israeli intelligence. The most intense fighting was in southern Israel near the border with Gaza. Hamas infiltrators took dozens of Israelis, including women and children, hostage. Many were at an outdoor party in a forest a few miles from Gaza. Israel launched airstrikes on Gaza, leveling several buildings in Gaza City. Palestinian health officials said at least 200 Palestinians were killed and more than 1,600 wounded in the airstrikes. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden denounced the militant attacks and warned no enemy of Israel should expect attacks.
I personally am going to remain in close contact with Prime Minister Netanyahu as this situation continues to develop. And let there be no mistake, the United States stands with the state of Israel, just as we have from the moment the United States became the first nation to recognize Israel 11 minutes after its founding 75 years ago.
The Taliban government says that a powerful earthquake with several strong aftershocks killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead, but later said that the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed and 500 injured, according to the same update from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. This is VOA News. Migration and Interior Ministers from the Med5, Cyprus, Greece, Italy, Malta, and Spain, who met in Greece on Friday and Saturday, held the new EU pact on migration and asylum and asked $2 billion from the European Union to deal with the issue. Took a hard line on returning illegally crossing migrants to their countries of origin, arguing that if Europe does not decisively tackle the problem, more extreme voices will take over. Reports the United States has resumed building sections of the border wall, a high priority for former U.S. President Donald Trump, prompted the annual U.S.-Mexico security talks held this week in Mexico City to alter its agenda.
Thursday marked the first time that migration was part of the agenda of the recurring bilateral event. But it was the confusion surrounding the Biden administration's stance and recent actions regarding the expansion of the border wall that grabbed the news headlines. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas denied there is a change in policy.
The construction project reported today was appropriated, funded during the prior administration in 2019, and the law requires the government to use these funds for this purpose.
Earlier in the day, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador strongly decried the move. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a bipartisan congressional delegation arrived in the Chinese Business Center, China, on Saturday, the first stop on an Asian tour designed to advance U.S. economic and national security interests.
Schumer and his delegation met Saturday with Shanghai Communist Party chief Chen Xiying, who said he was happy to meet with the delegation and send positive signals to the world that China and the U.S. can hold dialogues and cooperate. Schumer agreed and told the party boss U.S. businesses want a more level playing field with China.
We believe we need reciprocity, allowing American companies to compete as freely in China as Chinese companies are able to compete here.
U.S. officials said the group also hopes to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on their visit. Jeff Koster, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.